Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Your Best Year Ever by Michael Hyatt, a guide that offers clear and actionable steps to transform your life and help you achieve your utmost potential. This book is not just about setting goals, but about identifying the key areas for personal growth and overcoming the obstacles that hinder progress, whether it's negative thinking, a lack of motivation, or unclear objectives that have been setting you back. Your Best Year Ever lays down a blueprint for making meaningful changes. Michael Hyatt, with his experience as the former CEO and chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, and as the author of several best-selling books, brings invaluable insights into achieving personal and professional success. His mentor courses, such as 5 Days to Your Best Year Ever and Free to Focus, have guided many to break free from stagnation and embrace growth. This book is a must-listen for individuals seeking a transformative change but are unsure where to start, those who find themselves bogged down by negative self-talk, and for anyone who finds it challenging to stay motivated. Listen on as we summarize the essential lessons from Your Best Year Ever and offer insights into how you can apply Hyatt's strategies to start living your best life now. Your Best Year Ever, a 5-step plan for achieving your most important goals. Introduction. Turn your New Year's resolutions into reality. Many of us begin each year full of hope, setting resolutions that promise to improve our lives. However, enthusiasm often wanes by the time February rolls around, and our goals remain unmet, lost among everyday distractions and challenges. The truth is, achieving significant life changes demands more than just setting lofty goals during a celebratory moment. Your Best Year Ever by Michael Hyatt offers a systematic approach to not only setting resolutions, but making them stick. The book is not just a guide. It's a masterclass in transforming aspiration into achievement, underpinned by the author's personal experiences and historical vignettes that ignite the resolve to succeed. In this illuminating read, you learn the art of crafting resolutions that are not just wishes, but achievable objectives. Topics range from developing positive reinforcements to learning from past mishaps, showcasing examples like Roger Bannister, the first athlete to run a mile in under 4 minutes, proving that once impossible goals can indeed be reached with the right mindset and preparation. Hyatt instills the wisdom that success in achieving one's goals is always within reach if approached with a solid strategy and persistent effort. Whether it's about overcoming personal barriers or setting strategic milestones, this book guides you through making this year and every year after your best year ever. Part 1. Mapping out the 10 dimensions of a fulfilling life. Imagine where you want to be 1 year from now. What does that picture look like? Perhaps it involves being debt-free, physically robust, enjoying harmonious family dynamics, thriving in a nourishing relationship, excelling in a hobby, and feeling spiritually content. All these aspirations are not just dreams. They can be your reality. In Your Best Year Ever, Michael Hyatt presents a framework that focuses on evaluating and advancing 10 critical areas of life. These include your mental and physical health, spiritual well-being, intellectual pursuits, the quality of your marital or partnership relations, parenting, friendships, professional life, hobbies, and personal finances. By improving these interlinked aspects, you lay the groundwork for a richer, more satisfying life. To kickstart this transformative journey, Hyatt advises conducting a self-assessment across these 10 domains, scoring each from 0 to 10. This exercise helps pinpoint areas needing the most attention and serves as a baseline to gauge future progress. Consistently monitoring these scores not only reflects your growth, but also guides where to channel your efforts for optimal impact. Each dimension affects and enhances the others. For instance, a stable and joyful home life can boost your productivity and focus at work. Conversely, neglecting certain areas can lead to deficiencies in others, such as poor physical health, diminishing your professional performance, or a lack of hobbies impacting your personal relationships negatively. While the prospect of enhancing all these life domains might seem overwhelming, Hyatt's forthcoming insights provide a clear and manageable plan. This strategic approach helps navigate the complexities of personal development across multiple fronts, promising a holistic uplift and paving the way for making this year your most accomplished yet. Part 2. Breaking through the barriers of mental blocks. Throughout our lives, we often carry a myriad of mental blocks, subconscious beliefs that fence in our potential and dictate the limits of what we can achieve. These self-imposed barriers can take the form of false assumptions, which act like invisible shackles holding us back from realizing our full capabilities. We all make countless assumptions about our abilities and the world around us, such as believing we lack creativity, attractiveness, job stability, or the ability to succeed during economic downturns. These negative thoughts are not only self-defeating, but frequently baseless. Moreover, history is replete with examples of individuals who shattered these mental constructs by challenging the perceived limits of human capacity. Consider aviation and athletics. Pilots once believed breaking the speed of sound was unattainable, and athletes were sure a 4-minute mile was beyond human reach. Yet, figures like Charles Elwood, Chuck Yeager, and Roger Bannister proved otherwise by dismissing these impossibilities and boldly demonstrating what could be achieved. Their breakthroughs redefined the boundaries of possibility, inspiring countless others to surpass what once seemed unbreakable barriers. This theme of transcending mental blocks isn't confined to physical feats. It extends to social and political realms as well. Take the civil rights movement of the 1960s, for example. Many at the time believed that non-violent protests would not bring about any significant change against the deep-seated racism in American society. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., however, refused to accept this limiting belief. His leadership during the peaceful march to Washington and his iconic "I Have a Dream" speech were instrumental in dismantling long-held racial prejudices and mobilizing societal transformation. Each of these instances serves as a powerful reminder. By challenging and revising our perceived limitations, not only can we elevate our personal growth, but we also have the potential to affect profound change in the world. Whether it's breaking sound barriers, setting athletic records, or advancing civil rights, the key lies in overcoming the mental blocks that define our constraints, allowing us to explore new horizons of what's achievable. Part 3. Transform past failures into stepping stones for future success. Everyone has encountered failure at some point, from the disparaging comments of a primary school teacher to the more recent setbacks in personal ventures, like an unsuccessful diet attempt. Such experiences can anchor us in a cycle of negativity, eroding our self-confidence and diminishing our expectations for success. Consider the stark difference in outlook between teenagers and older adults when it comes to setting New Year's resolutions. 80% of teens set these goals compared to only 30% of those aged 60 and older. This gap largely stems from the accumulation of disappointments and failures that contribute to a diminished belief in the possibility of achieving their desires as people age. However, accepting this resigned outlook can prevent us from pursuing further goals and dreams. To combat this, it's vital to view past failures not as endpoints, but as invaluable lessons. Michael Hyatt exemplifies this through his personal anecdote of dedicating a year to a prospective client only to be unexpectedly dropped. Rather than surrendering to defeat, Hyatt analyzed the situation and identified crucial insights, The importance of diversifying client reliance and adjusting expectations for client gratitude. He transformed these lessons into strategic improvements for his business, such as requiring clearer communication on client expectations to mitigate future misunderstandings and risks. This proactive approach of learning from past mistakes is essential. By reassessing our failures as sources of guidance, we can forge pathways to success that are not only ambitious, but also realistic and well-informed. This method allows us to evolve continuously, leveraging every setback as a foundation for future achievements. In the following discussion, we'll explore how to set achievable goals that reflect this balanced perspective. Part 4: Finding the sweet spot between ambition and realism in goal setting. Setting goals is an art that balances between stretching your limits and anchoring them in reality. Too often, we find ourselves either overreaching into the realms of impossibility or setting targets so low that they fail to inspire any genuine effort. The secret to maintaining high energy and commitment lies in positioning your goals within what is known as the discomfort zone. This is the space where your objectives are challenging enough to motivate you, but not so daunting that they become paralyzing. For instance, if you aspire to write a book, aiming for a Nobel Prize in literature might be overly ambitious for a first-time author and could deter you from writing at all. Conversely, giving yourself too much leeway, such as allowing 6 months merely to draft the manuscript, might lead to procrastination and lack of momentum. A more balanced approach, finding your discomfort zone, could involve setting a 3-month deadline for your first draft, followed by another 3 months for revision. This timetable is stringent enough to keep you engaged, yet attainable enough to prevent discouragement. However, there's a fine line between challenging yourself and delving into what might be termed the delusional zone. Crossing this line can be as detrimental as setting overly simplistic goals. An illustrative cautionary tale comes from General Motors' 2002 ambition to seize 29% of the US market share. This target pushed the company into practices like offering zero-interest loans that compromised profitability and ultimately distanced them further from their goal. The relentless focus on this unrealistic target not only strained resources, but also skewed the company's operational priorities. Employees were constantly reminded of this goal through lapel badges marked 29, embedding the objective into the company culture in a way that became counterproductive. A more measured, realistic goal could have preserved company morale and financial stability. By navigating between the discomfort and delusional zones, we can set goals that are not only inspiring, but also within the grasp of possibility, leading to sustained progress and achievement. Part 5: Embrace the power of incremental progress to build lasting habits. Facing a colossal task, like reading a text as lengthy as the Bible, might seem nearly impossible at first glance with its close to 1 million words. Yet such a daunting goal becomes far more feasible when broken down into manageable, daily segments. Imagine reading for just 20 minutes each morning and completing it within a year. This strategy of dividing overwhelming tasks into smaller, consistent actions leverages the human propensity for developing habits through little and often efforts. The secret to success in this method lies in the transition of tasks from dreaded obligations to rewarding routines, evolving from a figurative stick driving you forward to a carrot enticingly leading the way. Once an activity transforms into something one looks forward to, it shifts from being merely a task to a source of satisfaction. Consider the reflective and peaceful experience someone might discover in their daily reading of the Bible, which initially felt like a formidable challenge. However, the pivotal step is consistency, engaging with the task regularly until it becomes addictive. While it's commonly suggested that forming a habit takes 21 days, the duration can actually vary greatly. Research from University College London suggests that, on average, it takes about 66 days for a new activity to become habitual, though some tasks might require more or less time based on their complexity. To further facilitate this habituation process, integrate rewards that reinforce progress. These rewards don't necessarily have to be material, but can be intrinsic, such as the sense of accomplishment or the pleasure derived from moving towards a larger goal. Moreover, gamifying your task can drastically boost your engagement levels. This can be as simple as marking off completed daily tasks on a calendar or using apps designed to make routine tasks more enjoyable. For instance, an app that prompts you to drink water by allowing you to water a virtual plant not only serves a practical health purpose, but also adds an element of fun to a mundane activity. By embracing this approach of small, consistent efforts and recognizing their cumulative impact, you can transform overwhelming objectives into exhilarating victories, proving that the journey of 1,000 miles truly begins with a single step, or in this case, a daily, enjoyable 20-minute reading session. Part 6. Harnessing the power of purpose to fuel motivation. Maintaining motivation isn't just about willpower. It's deeply tied to having a clear understanding and emotional connection to why you're undertaking a task. This means identifying the personal significance behind your actions is crucial in fostering sustained commitment. To start, pinpoint your core motivations for any given task. This might involve writing down all the reasons why you're pursuing a goal and then highlighting the most compelling ones. For instance, if your goal is to increase your physical activity, your reasons might be to improve my health, to boost my self-esteem, or because exercising helps me feel more energetic. The key is that these reasons must deeply resonate with you, regardless of their significance to others. Once these motivations are clear, keeping them in constant view is essential. Visual reminders can play a powerful role here. If, for example, you aim to eat healthier, placing your list of motivational reasons on your refrigerator door can serve as a practical and psychological checkpoint. This pause gives you a moment to reconsider your immediate desires against your longer-term aspirations whenever you reach for a snack. Taking it a step further, embodying your reasons can profoundly impact your self-perception and drive. Research conducted by Anders Ericsson at Florida State University illustrates this point with musicians. He found that their intense practice schedules were not just about perfecting their art, but were also driven by how these activities reinforced their identities as musicians. Success and acknowledgement from others didn't just validate their skills. It intertwined their achievements with their self-identity. This identity factor is potent. We are inherently social creatures who define ourselves through our interactions and how we fit into larger groups. Owning your motivations as part of who you are can lead to a deeper and more intrinsic form of motivation. By understanding your motivations, keeping them visible, and integrating them into your identity, you can fuel lasting motivation that thrives beyond fleeting desires or external approval. This approach not only enhances personal achievement, but also aligns your actions with a meaningful and fulfilling sense of self. Part 7. Amplify your success with the right support network. Achieving your goals and making any year your best ever isn't just a solitary journey. It involves cultivating a supportive network that aligns with your aspirations. The people around you can significantly influence your ability to succeed, offering encouragement, guidance, and sometimes the necessary resources to help you achieve your goals. Tapping into the collective wisdom and strength of a supportive community or finding a mentor can exponentially increase your chances of success. For example, individuals aiming to lose weight often find greater success when joining groups like Weight Watchers. where the support system and shared experiences play a crucial role in their progress. Similarly, those recovering from addiction are more likely to maintain sobriety with the support of groups like Alcoholics Anonymous. Psychologist Henry Cloud highlights the impact of such communities, noting that positivity within a group can catalyze personal success due to several factors: learning from the group's collective experience, thriving on the subtle competition that drives everyone to perform better, the accountability it provides, and the mutual motivation and encouragement exchanged among members. Beyond community support, personal mentors or coaches can also be pivotal. While it's common to seek instruction for academic or skill-based pursuits like music or language learning, many overlook the benefits a coach can provide for more personal goals, such as fitness or even life coaching. For instance, the author himself shares an experience where he hit a plateau in his fitness routine. It was only after hiring a fitness instructor that he not only surpassed his previous limits, but also found a valuable gym partner and mentor in the process. The insight here is clear: while personal motivation and resilience are indispensable, having the right allies can provide the reinforcement, accountability, and new perspectives needed to overcome obstacles and reach new heights. Whether through motivating community groups or expert mentors, surrounding yourself with the right people is a crucial strategy for turning any year into your most successful one yet. Final summary: the secret to experiencing an exceptional year lies not just in setting ambitious goals, but in adopting a comprehensive strategy that encompasses all facets of life. True improvement requires balanced efforts across 10 key areas, ensuring that each dimension of personal development receives attention. This holistic growth is fueled by setting realistic, well-defined goals that inspire and motivate. It's not enough to dream big. You need to anchor these dreams in practical steps that are attainable and aligned with a deeper understanding of your personal motivations. Moreover, building a robust support system is crucial. Surrounding yourself with positive influences, from supportive peers to knowledgeable mentors, can dramatically enhance your journey towards success. Engaging daily with small, consistent tasks can turn these actions into rewarding habits, propelling you steadily towards your objectives. In sum, by balancing the development of various life aspects, setting attainable goals, fostering supportive relationships, and cultivating rewarding habits, you can truly make this year the best one yet. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.